Thank you, Tara. Good morning, Jen. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Gail. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing that we're filling on Google today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
All right.
Awesome. Now, Tara sent over a couple of notes for me. She said that you had been running Google ads and it wasn't working out so well for you. Can you help me tell me a little bit more about what you were doing, what you were trying to achieve? Well, more leads,
so
of course.
Right, yeah, that's the thing. So we were trying to get more leads, especially on forestry mulching. A lot of people don't know very much about it. So what we did, we put in our keywords. I think we did 7 to 10 somewhere in that area because that was the recommended piece number. And so we were hoping that when people go and search for land clearing, forestry mulching, hardscapes, whatever it is that we put in as a search term or as our keywords, that we would pop up as one of the first Google ads in the Google search, but
right.
We don't.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, how much were you paying per month for the ads? Do you remember?
So I think it's a pay-per-click, and our limit is $500.
Okay. All right. And are you still running those, Jen?
Yes.
We
did think about canceling that account, though.
I don't blame you. I mean, if you're not getting the return on them, and I'm just looking here, too, to see what... Wow, that is odd, kind of, that you guys don't come up. It's
right.
Not like there are a lot
right?
of companies doing those ads. I know.
Yeah, so I was wondering if I maybe did something wrong, or, like, I'm not very familiar with all this.
Sure. Well, and it is tricky to maneuver, for sure. I mean, there are so many different variables. So what Tara had called about was the local map programming to show up in the map. So we can talk about that also. I know. Are you using Facebook by any chance, Jen?
No, not really.
Okay.
I got away from Facebook a long time ago, and so did Ken. So we're having a hard time. Like, it wouldn't be a very very qualitative, like, kind of platform for us to advertise anything because we're never on there, really.
Gotcha. Okay. Would you be able to receive inbound leads that would come through? I mean, would you be willing to be on there just that much? Okay, awesome.
Yes.
So you do still have a Facebook account, I would assume. Probably just not very active.
I have a Facebook account. Yes. My Facebook account is active, so.
So I actually think, I hear you on Facebook. I've never been one of those people. I never did understand, you know, people posting a picture of their dinner or, you know, airing their drama. I just never got into that at all. But post-pandemic, sorry, somebody is pinging me repeatedly. Good Lord. Okay, and he doesn't need anything serious. He can wait. It's one of our staffers. So every little thing that he writes, he hits enter, and so I get these multiple pings instead of just one nice ping.
Oh, yeah.
anyway, post-pandemic, people had, I guess it started during the pandemic. People kind of had a buying shift. They started trying to keep their spending dollars more local. And what they ended up doing was they started using Facebook Marketplace to look for those goods and services. And, of course, that wasn't lost on Facebook. So they did some switching up, and they've now become amazing to bring new leads into small businesses, and it's super cheap. And I think that was going to do better for you than the Google ads and at a much lower cost. So I'll back up a little bit. One of the first things that we'll do as far as that local map programming goes is we'll actually close off the center of Sippy area, and we curve it for a 50-mile radius around you for your service categories. That looks like we've got you on land clearing, but that doesn't mean you're limited to land clearing. We can use forestry, mulching, any of the services you offer. We can use as keywords so that you're found right in the map anytime someone's searching for those services. And so we close that for a 50-mile radius around you. What that means is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors to the first page. Does that make sense so far?
Okay.
Yeah. I know. It's a lot to take in. So it is an exclusive listing, and it's actually very strict Google rules that we follow as a Google Premier Channel partner. We're not allowed to work with another company in that 50-mile radius that offers any of the same services you do. So if you list it as a service, we can't work with that company if they come along and ask us to represent them tomorrow. And we do that. We didn't want to be like the lead services where the lead is sold to you and four of your competitors. It just, for us, it didn't make sense to pit one customer against another. So company policy and Google rules too. But then we do all of the programming that's necessary so that you do appear right in that map section anytime someone's searching for your services. Now, I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence, and I think I found your website. Is it kendoitllc.com?
That's it, yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Did you put that together?
We did, yes.
Nice. You did a nice job. It's got all the important stuff in there, for sure.
Thank you.
You bet. So what we do is we program and optimize your Google Business profile and your website and any of your socials to tie everything together. And then we send all of that information off to Google so that they can display you on the first page for your services. Now, I didn't find a Google Business profile for you yet, Jen. Is that something that you've sent in for or not quite yet?
No.
Okay. No worries. That's actually something that we'll go ahead and get going for you. You've seen a Google Business profile, I'm sure. If you typed in Ace Hardware, just to get your local Ace Hardware store, the box comes up with their logo. Click to call, click for the website, store hours. You've seen those, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So that's one of the first things that your clients are going to see is your Google Business profile. And, of course, that's where all of your Google reviews are stored. And right now, being that you're new, you've got a couple of reviews out there and you're 5 out of 5 stars, which puts you in a really good position to take advantage of that slot in the map. I would make one suggestion,
not to jump the gun, but how much does it cost? What is the rate? Because we're talking a lot about the whole, like, it all sounds very good, but if I hear a rate that is outrageous.
Thousands of dollars, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, no problem. So there are a couple of different options. The option I'm leaning toward for you includes Facebook advertising, and I can explain why and how that works too. But for the local map programming, let me see here. So you just started business toward the end of last year. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Tara had made a note to apply our new in business rate, and I can definitely do that because you certainly qualify for the listing. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more, and it's on a month-to-month basis, so meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't feel the need, and if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, there's no need to wrangle you into a contract. I hope that's something that's all right with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. And then clicks, leads, calls are all unlimited, And then because you're the only company that will be promoting to the first page, those clicks and calls all go directly to you. We don't filter them or screen them. We don't send them to or sell them to your competitors. So they all go straight to you. So let me pull up retail for New Hampshire and then bear with me while I apply your credits to it. So normal retail is $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup fee. But let me apply your new in business credit. It usually shaves off quite a bit. It doesn't look right. Okay, well, I guess it is right. It took off more than I expected it was going to. So it dropped $200 off of your monthly, making that $199. And then it looks like it did the same on your setup fee, too, from $299 down to $99. So, wow. I had to double check it.
And that would be a promotion for a newer company?
Yeah, so it's a promotional rate because we've got one listing that we're filling today. So that way we can get you off of retail today. But you're locked in at that rate for life. So it's not a promotional price that's going to go up later on. You're actually locked in with your discounts for life, regardless of what our retail price does or what fuel prices do, you're still locked in there. And then, of course, leads and calls are unlimited. The setup fee is a one-time $99, and you'll never see or hear from it again. And then that's us doing all of that programming so that you appear on the first page for your categories in the map section. And then, of course, keeping you there as the algorithms change. And I had put in a ping to one of our techs to see if I could do a little bit more for you here, too. Your website looks great, but what I'd like to do is rebuild it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. And we don't charge for that. We don't do websites for the general public. We only do it for our preferred partners. And when we do, it's just a gift to the partnership that we offer to help you out. The more we help you, it helps us too, of course. So it can still have the same look and feel. We can still use your logo if you have one. If you don't have a logo, we can design one for you. And there's no cost for that either. You'll get several options to choose from. And of course, as far as the website goes, you'll have, you know, complete and total control over what goes in it or what doesn't go in it. But we'll design it and maintain it for you. And we don't charge for that. We can put it right back on. Right. Correct. Yep. So we, like I said, it's such an important component. And of course that it is Google compliant helps your visibility as well. So it is something that we do at no charge for our partners. And then we'll just put it right back on the domain that you've already got. That way you don't have to change advertising or anything. And we can use, actually we'd prefer to use your photos if you have befores and afters or even in progress photos. People love to see those. They like to see your work, of course. And then as you get updated pictures, you're welcome to go in and change them out if you'd like to. You'll have full access to go make changes yourself. But if you don't have time or you don't want to mess with it, just let us know and we can take care of that for you too. So that's the local map, and everything we talked about is included. And closing off that 50-mile radius, redoing the website for you, put it right back on that domain, and then, of course, all of the other programming necessary for the first page placement. Now, being that you were spending, that's an awful lot of money, on Google ads and they weren't working out so well for you, wanted to talk to you about...
Yeah, well, we didn't pay for it because we didn't get the clicks, so it's not...
Oh,
you know
okay.
What I mean? So it's like it's a pay-by-click kind of thing.
So kind of a bad thing, good thing, I guess. At least you didn't waste money, but you didn't get any return either. Okay. So a couple of options. We could go back after the Google ads. We have a team that's dedicated to just working on Google ads, and they really are amazing at writing and targeting those ads. So I would expect them to have better results. It is still a pay-per-click, though. So every time someone clicks on your ad, it's going to be approximately, I think they run around $10 a click. So you still have that charge.
Ten?
Every, I believe it is right around $10 a click. Yes.
Wow.
I know, they're spendy. So I think the better option actually, and you'll get better coverage and I think you'll get more leads from it, is Facebook. Back to coming out of the pandemic, people keeping their spending dollars local. So Facebook has actually set up so that it's amazing for small and new businesses to bring in new business through Facebook. And it doesn't mean that you need to be on Facebook making posts all the time. What we would do is we would help you set up a Facebook business page for Ken Do It LLC. And while it's, how do I want to say this? It's born out of your personal page. When people are on the business page, they don't know who the personal page is that's behind it. It's just that it needs a personal page to link off of for Facebook purposes. But same thing, we'll get all of your photos up there and we'll write and run all of those ads. So for just $100 a month on Facebook, it goes a long, long ways. Again, we have a separate
team. So that's an extra $100?
It would be, yes. And it's actually a dollar for dollar. We purchase $100 in Facebook ad credits for you at the start of each month. And then one of the cool things I really love about the Facebook ads and the way they work now is the retargeted ads, which I'm sure you've experienced if you didn't know them by name. good example, a few weeks ago I needed jeans. My local Fleet Farm didn't have the right length. They were all too short. So I went to Wrangler.com. I ordered my jeans. All is good. But ever since then, everywhere I go, my Facebook feed, my Google, even in the little tray in the bottom of my Amazon account, the game I play before I go to bed at night, I've got ads for jeans following me everywhere. You probably had that happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
You search, yep, and it follows you around. So those are retargeted ads. And the really cool thing for you as an advertiser, those impressions don't cost you anything. They do not count against that $100 a month in ad credits. The only time it does count is when they click to call you. And what we found is because of that retargeting, you've probably been seen by them several times already in the retargets. And at that point, they kind of feel like they know you. They feel like they can trust you. And they just click and they call you. So it tends to eliminate some of those tire kickers. And then it's super cheap. The ads, when they click, are between 5 and 50 cents a click. So that $200 at, you know, even worst case, 50 cents a click, that could be up to 200 new leads just on that $100 in Facebook alone. And that's not even counting anything that's on the map that you get. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
I know it's a lot
it
of
is.
Info.
It is. I think the Facebook part of it is a bit much for now.
Okay.
We're getting
okay.
a pretty decent amount of leads in just for Angie's List. I will have to talk to Ken about the whole setup and monthly fee and explain the whole thing to him. But if you would like to leave a number that I can reach you guys at, then I would be happy to discuss it with him and get back to you.
You bet. So what would be better, because it's an exclusive listing, are they open our listings in the morning and then we're tasked with filling them the same day. If we don't fill them, which usually they do, but if they don't, then they close the listing back down. We never know when they'll open it back up. We can reopen it at a later date, even if it's not on our schedule, but we lose all of our discounting ability. So everything goes back to retail. So if it's something that you're interested in, if this sounds like something that would work for you, it would be best if we could get Ken on the phone, maybe fill him in together, then he can ask questions too.
Yeah, I can, I mean, not at the very moment. I would have to talk to him, but I can get back to you today still.
Okay, that'd be great. And I'll tell you what, Dan, let me just check a couple things. I've got your phone number as 978-902-3397.
3997.
Okay, good. There's my jokingly dyslexia again. And that's what it says. Mm-hmm. I just read it wrong. And then is that also your cell number, hon?
Yes.
Okay, super. Let me do a quick update in there, and then I'm going to send you my contact info, and I'll also send you all of the inclusions. It's something I would normally send to you anyway as we're getting you set up, but this way you've got it on hand so that when you talk to Ken, you've got it all there. I got to browse through here real quick and make sure it's a stock text message, so I've got to make sure it's got your discounts in there. Perfect. Okay. It's in there. And I'm sorry, it's going to be a long text because there are a lot of inclusions. Let me know if that makes it true for you.
Okay. Right now?
Yes. It should be on the way.
Hold on 1 second.
Sorry.
No, I don't have anything yet.
Let me send a shorter.
Oh, hold on. Here it comes. There it is.
Yeah. Ah, wonderful. Probably because it's such a book. Awesome.
That's perfect.
And so what would be a good time for me to follow back up with you today?
I would say probably, let's see, maybe 2 o'clock?
You got it. Let me just make sure. Yeah, that'll be perfect. I'll catch you right before our lunch break. I'll give you a call back then. And then if you have any questions in the meantime, you can always call me. You can text me back at that number too. Or if Ken has any questions, or if you guys are ready to pull the trigger sooner. But otherwise, I'm just going to kind of keep an eye on this listing for you, and then I'll give you a call back either way at 2, and we'll go from there.
That sounds fabulous. Yes, thank you, Gail.
You're very welcome.
That's very nice meeting you.
You too, and we'll talk to you this afternoon, Jen.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh. Is Tara still there?
No, she's not on the line with us. I can get a message to her, though.
Okay, so, yep, I just wanted to say goodbye to her, too, if she was still on the line. I wasn't
sure.
Oh,
that's so nice. I will let her know that you said that. It'll probably make her day. It really will. Awesome.
All right, thank you, Gail. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jen. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.